Fisting today with Clay Bertram. He's the Vice President of Operations at Farm Data Services. So just for our producers that may not have heard what exactly you do, tell us a little bit about your business.
Well, Casey, thank you for having me today. Farm Data Services, we're a management accounting firm, been in business over 40 years here in Stillwater. You know, we do management accounting for farmers, ranchers, feedlots, small businesses, and our core of our business is doing that monthly accounting records. You know, you don't know where you're going unless you determine where you are and where you've been. So from putting together a financial statement to full comprehensive analysis, business plans, financial statements, and accounting, that's really the core part of our business. I've been home now 22 years. And I manage the crop insurance and appraisal side of the company. We have over 14 employees based here out of Stillwater, Oklahoma, home of the Cowboys. And so we also travel in about a 5-state region, meeting with farmers and ranchers and helping them develop those business plans. And some of our clients are even third and fourth generation clients that we've had for many, many years.
Well, and everybody you talk to, whether it's a veterinarian, whether it's a cotton person, whoever you talk to says one of the most important things you can do is keep good records. But you being an ag producer, you know that sometimes you don't have time to keep good records.
No, you know, we get them from all the way from a shoebox to a plastic bag, you know, and one of the worst things you can do is wait till that December timeframe, you know, oh, I got to get 1099s out. I got to prepare that for my tax person. You know, if you know where you are throughout the year, you know, that's one of the best things you can do is know what those changes are. And boy, this year has really been critical with making those changes with the high input costs, the fertilizer changes. And, you know, here we are in a flash drought, the driest we've been in the last 100 years, if you look at that Mesonet data. So, you know, knowing how to make those changes on the fly and really having that snapshot financial information is really critical to making those quick decisions on your operation.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the drought. I know a lot of ag producers are having to sell off cattle just because they do not have hay. A lot of them don't have water right now. So let's talk a little bit about some programs that that kind of goes around.
Yeah, you know, this time, you know, if you had to rewind a year ago, a lot of producers would have bought some of these products. But here we are right now. It's very critical here in the next 2 to 3 days of what we need to look at, of how to what to buy and what to do. And here we are 2 days away from July 15th, the sales closing of annual forage. And what that covers, Casey, is, you know, our graze out wheat pasture. Everybody knows that, you know, that's coming. And the sales closing date for that is July 15th. There's 4 growing seasons throughout the year without getting real complicated in there. You know, your sales closing date is July 15th for that. And you want to contact any of our insurance providers. We all work real hard for the different insurance providers across the state for when that is. So that can go for graze out wheat. That can go for oats. That can go for sorghum, Sudan, anything that can be forage or fodder, you can buy the annual forage policy. Now, to get a little more in depth on that, it's based on the rainfall. It's not based on what you collect in your gauge. It's based on a grid system and a grid location of where those things are. But the most critical thing is, where are you located and when you got to be signed up by July 15th? And that's this Friday.
Now let's say, what if you don't get in? What if you don't get it in by this Friday? Is there any other options?
There is. There's NAP. You need to sign up at your local FSA office for the non-assistance program, the non-insured program. You need to sign up for NAP. And what's critical about this, if you rewind about a few months ago and you look at the ERP program, the emergency program that went out through FSA, a lot of these programs, you had to be signed up in crop insurance to get these. And then you have to continue to be signed up for them for 2 years. So a lot of these programs have retroactive, you know, complications to them. You have to continue to be signed up. But, you know, annual forage is just one of the really, really good programs when you look at it. Take my example, my operation, for example. I run about 612 acres of wheat in Northern Noble and Pawnee County. It paid me $100 an acre in return after premium this last year. I'm signed up again and I'll do it again. So that was net return back in my pocket after the premium was paid this year.